Wednesday, April 17th, 2019. Welcome everybody to the Wrestle Scene. I'm your host, Jay Beans on the Scene, a.k.a. Balor Club Guy. Tonight, I will be recapping last night's SmackDown Live. I will be going over all the Raw superstars that are now SmackDown superstars. I will be talking Luke Harper. I will also be going over the Sasha Banks situation, and I will be announcing the next time you will find me at a WWE pay-per-view. But first, if this is your first time joining me, thank you for joining me. This is Wrestle Scene. I am Jay Beans, a.k.a. Balor Club Guy. If you don't already, follow me on Twitter, at Balor Club Guy, the Instagram, at Balor Club Guy, the Facebook, Wrestle Scene with Jay Beans on the Scene. If you enjoy wrestling podcasts, you can find my podcast for free. My podcast is available on Anchor. Anchor is free to download on the Google Play Store, the Apple Store. You can also find my podcast on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and wherever else podcasts are found. Last night was the second night of the WWE Superstar Shakeup on SmackDown Live. SmackDown Live opened up with Montreal's own Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens came out to a great reaction to his hometown crowd. Kevin Owens had his Kevin Owens show. He had on his show the WWE champion Kofi Kingston and his New Day brother Xavier Woods. You know, Kevin Owens was praising Kofi Kingston, said that he's a fan of Kofi Kingston. So this is a babyface Kevin Owens we have right now. And Kevin Owens said that looks like you're one short, as Big E suffered the torn meniscus. Big E had surgery on his torn meniscus, so he was not at SmackDown Live last night. So Kevin Owens said looked like they might need a partner, as Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods were going to be taking on Nakamura, Rusev, and Cesaro in a six-man tag team match later on SmackDown Live. So Kevin Owens offers his service as an honorary member of the New Day, and Kevin Owens said that he would be Big O in the New Day. We got Ali, a.k.a. Mustafa Ali. He took on the newest member of SmackDown Live, my man, the leader of the Balor Club, the Intercontinental Champion, Finn Balor. That's right. SmackDown Live is now the home of the Balor Club, baby. We got Finn Balor. He took on Ali in a great one-on-one encounter. Finn Balor picked up the win against Ali. It was a hell of a match. At the end of the match, Finn Balor shook Ali's hand in a show of respect. We got Carmella. She took on the Queen, Charlotte Flair, in a one-on-one contest. Charlotte picked up the win. She made Carmella tap out after the match. The newest member of SmackDown Live, the Freak, Lars Sullivan, made his way to the ring. He just kept staring at Carmella. It was kind of creepy. R-Truth got in the ring, and R-Truth got in Lars' face. Well, that was a mistake, R-Truth, as the Freak, Lars Sullivan, took out R-Truth. So there's a new Freak in town on SmackDown Live, and his name is Lars Sullivan. We got Becky Two Belts, the man, the Raw and SmackDown Women's Champion, Becky Lynch. She was in the ring. Becky Lynch got interrupted by the newest women on SmackDown Live, that being Amber Moon, Bayley. Paige came out, and Paige announced that she was bringing a team to SmackDown Live. Paige introduced her team, Asuka and Kairi Sane. Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville came out. The Iconics came out. That led to a six women tag team match as Asuka, Kairi Sane. Eight women tag team match as Asuka and Kairi Sane, Amber Moon, and Bayley. They took on Mandy Rose, Sonya Deville, and the Iconics. In a impressive victory for Kairi Sane. Kairi Sane hit the insane elbow and picked up the win for her team. So I'm very excited. I'm behind Paige being a manager. And I love Paige managing the team of Asuka and Kairi Sane. I think that will be a hell of a women's tag team. And I think they will be future WWE Women's Tag Team Champions. We got the New Day. Kofi Kingston, Xavier Woods, and honorary New Day member Big O, a.k.a. Kevin Owens, They took on Nakamura, Rusev, and Cesaro. Kevin Owens picked up the win for the New Day. So Big O picked up the big win for the New Day on SmackDown Live. Our main event segment, the boss, the chairman, Vincent Kennedy McMahon, he came to the ring and he announced the biggest acquisition in SmackDown Live history. Vince McMahon introduced Elias to SmackDown Live. You know, Elias came to the ring and he said that he is the biggest acquisition for SmackDown Live and that, you know, WWE does stand for Walk with Elias. As Elias was about to perform, he was interrupted by the newest member of SmackDown Live, the big dog, Roman Reigns, is the newest member of SmackDown Live. He came down to the ring. He Superman punched Elias. He speared Elias. Vince McMahon got in Roman Reigns' face, and Vince was pointing his finger at Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns delivered a Superman punch to Vince McMahon. He grabbed the microphone. And he said he doesn't give a damn what Vince says. SmackDown Live is now the big dog's yard. So the big dog is going to make SmackDown Live his yard now. So that's my SmackDown Live recap. So I'm gonna go over all the Raw superstars that are now part of SmackDown Live. Roman Reigns, the Intercontinental Champion Finn Balor, Bayley, Amber Moon, Kairi Sane, Lars Sullivan, Buddy Murphy, Mickie James, and I might have missed one more, but they are all now part of SmackDown Live. I got some news I want to go over. Luke Harper, former Wyatt family member Luke Harper, requested his release from WWE last night. Luke Harper has been with the company for 6 years. Luke Harper said that his time at WWE has been amazing, and he thanks the fans, and he thanks Vince and everyone for giving him the chance to do what he loves to do, and he said he's looking to further his wrestling career. So I'm not sure where Luke Harper will end up, but I wish Luke Harper all the best in his future endeavors. Whatever Luke Harper, wherever he decides to go to wrestle, Luke Harper will put on hell of matches. Big fan of Luke Harper, is a great talent. So all the luck to Luke Harper. I want to give an update on the Sasha Banks situation. So Sasha Banks requested her release or threatened to quit at WrestleMania after her and Bayley lost the tag team, the women's tag team championships. So Sasha Banks is not only upset about losing the women's tag team championships, she's also upset because, as I said, Bayley is now part of SmackDown Live. Sasha Banks is still part of the Raw roster, so they split up the Boss and Hug connection. So Sasha Banks is upset about losing the women's tag team championships. She's also upset about being split up from her tag team partner and one of her best friends, Bayley. WWE hopes that Sasha Banks will be back by Money in the Bank. So Sasha Banks will not be on TV. You won't see Sasha Banks on TV until this whole situation is either resolved with Sasha Banks coming back to WWE or Sasha Banks being granted her release. She's still under contract from WWE. So I hope that this, you know, this whole situation clears up in a good way, whether that being Sasha Banks being granted her release or Sasha Banks, you know, maybe sitting down with Vince McMahon and all the writers and they can resolve this. Because Sasha Banks is only 27 years old. She's a hell of a wrestler. You know, she's been Raw Women's Champion. You know, she was in the first Hell in a Cell women's match with Charlotte. She's been in all these great matches. She was the first ever women's tag team champion with Bayley. That's in the history books. So I'm a huge fan of Sasha Banks. So I hope this situation gets resolved and they can come to some kind of agreement. And most importantly, I just hope Sasha Banks does what is important for Sasha Banks and just makes the right decision for her. Speaking of Money in the Bank, 4 weeks from this Sunday, WWE Money in the Bank comes live on the WWE Network from the Excel Center in Hartford, Connecticut. I will be attending WWE Money in the Bank. Money in the Bank is always an exciting pay-per-view. I've attended, I believe, 2 or 3 Money in the Banks. I think this will be my 4th Money in the Bank. It's always a great show. We will have a women's Money in the Bank ladder match. We will have a men's Money in the Bank ladder match. So that's the next WWE pay-per-view I will be attending. My next tour will be next month. I'll be calling it the Balor Club Guy is Money Tour. May 16th, I'll be attending NXT Live in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Sunday, May 19th, I'll be attending WWE Money in the Bank in Hartford, Connecticut at the XL Center. The night after Money in the Bank, May 20th, I'll be attending Monday Night Raw in Albany, New York. So those are the next shows you can catch me at. So definitely keep it locked to my Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for all my live pictures and videos. Well, there you go, folks. That is my SmackDown Live recap. That is all my news and stories I wanted to touch on today. As always, thank you for joining me. This is The Wrestle Scene. I am Jay Beans, a.k.a. Balor Club Guy. As always, follow me on Twitter, at Balor Club Guy, the Instagram, at Balor Club Guy, the Facebook, Wrestle Scene with Jay Beans on the scene. 4 weeks from this Sunday, WWE Money in the Bank. Who will be Mr. and Mrs. Money in the Bank? Till next time.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.